From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Traveling abroad can be a magical experience, but it can also lead to some magical thinking about money and spending, especially when you're looking at currencies you aren't used to. In Europe, for example, stuff is generally more expensive than it is here, but the prices are in euros or pounds, which apparently, for some people, is easy to ignore. Judith Kogan has more.
Jane Korn and her husband, Robert Madoff, are physicians from Minneapolis and world travelers.
So we were just in Vienna, and we wanted to go to the opera. The only tickets that we could get were 200 euro. So that's what, like $240 or something like that?
But she thought of it as $200. Still expensive, but not quite as much.
When we travel in Europe, we just don't even bother converting.
Her husband explains why.
Most of the time I'm traveling, it's in the context of vacation, at which point I try not to think about money too much.
Jane Korn acknowledges that being able to do this is a luxury, and that paying with credit cards facilitates the illusion.
You don't see the conversion, really, until you get home.
April Benson is a financial therapist in New York City. She says the way we think about money can depend on where we are.
When we're on vacation, the usual constraints that we have against overspending are much less in evidence. We are in a different setting, we're seeing different people, we're doing different things.
But even Americans on tight budgets, and not exactly on vacation, find themselves pretending it's a dollar sign on the bill.
I'm most likely to do that when I'm just out with friends.
Jeff King is a student at the Royal Academy of Music in London.
Anytime you go out with people in Britain, you're expected to buy drinks in rounds and not individually. And that means like you spend 20 or 30 pounds on four or five drinks.
At a recent exchange rate, that's $30 to $40.
Thinking of it as $20 or $30 certainly helps.
April Benson says rationalization typically bolsters the magical thinking around money.
Whatever positive outcome we're looking for, we insert that into the buying decision.
Americans spent more than $22 billion in the UK and Eurozone last year. And that's dollars, not pounds or euros. I'm Judith Kogan for Marketplace.